It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
On his first trip to Asia since taking office, President Biden said early Monday morning that the United States would respond militarily if China tries to take Taiwan by force.
Are you willing to get involved militarily to defend Taiwan if it comes to that?
Yes.
You are.
That's the commitment we made.
Reports are that the statement caught several of his top advisors off guard. The U.S. provides Taiwan defensive weapons, but has remained intentionally ambiguous on whether it would intervene militarily in the event of a Chinese attack. Following Biden's remarks, the White House issued a statement that said the U.S. official position remains unchanged. The president also announced a trade deal with 12 Asia-Pacific nations to counter China and boost economic engagement in the region. The new Indo-Pacific Economic Framework for Prosperity, or IPEFP, comes 5 years after the former guy withdrew from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP. My guest this afternoon on the Nicole Sandler Show is Lori Wallach of Rethink Trade, who can explain all of this to us. We'll find out what it means. So tomorrow is the 24th of May, marking 3 months since Russia launched its assault on Ukraine. Since then, according to the UN Refugee Agency, 8 million people in the country have been displaced. But on the ground, tensions remain high and fighting continues. Ukrainian presidential adviser Mykhailo Podolyak said Saturday that he's ruled out any ceasefire with Russia, emphasizing that Kyiv would not accept any deal with Moscow that involves giving up territory. In war crimes news, a Ukrainian court on Monday sentenced a 21-year-old Russian soldier to life in prison for killing a Ukrainian civilian. It's the first war crimes trial since Russia invaded February 24th. Sergeant Vadim Shishamarin pleaded guilty to fatally shooting the civilian, 62-year-old Alexander Shelipov, as he was pushing his bicycle in a northeastern Ukraine village near the Russian border early in the invasion. Shishamarin testified that an officer ordered him to fire, saying that the civilian might have been using his cell phone to tell Ukrainian forces where the Russians were. Well, Shelipov died on the spot, yards from his home, according to Ukraine's prosecutor general. During the trial, the Russian soldier asked the victim's widow to forgive him. She said she couldn't. Some breaking news out of Russia. Its counselor to the UN in Geneva, Boris Bondarev, has resigned. He released a statement that said, "Never have I been so ashamed of my country as on February 24th of this year. The aggressive war unleashed by Putin against Ukraine, and in fact against the entire Western world, is not only a crime against the Ukrainian people, but also perhaps the most serious crime against the people of Russia, with a bold letter X crossing out all hopes and prospects for a prosperous free society in our country. I simply cannot any longer share in this bloody, witless, and absolutely needless ignominy." Closer to home, COVID infections and hospitalizations are up sharply, and the FDA now officially recommends that second booster shot for people over the age of 50. And Pfizer says a vaccine for children under 5 is imminent. Pfizer and BioNTech released data this morning that showed their three-dose program is 80% effective at stopping symptomatic infections in children younger than age 5. So COVID is still with us. It's not going anywhere anytime soon. But the WHO on Saturday announced that there are 100 confirmed or suspected cases of monkeypox reported in 12 countries, including the U.S. Monkeypox is a rare virus transmitted to humans from animals with symptoms very similar to smallpox. President Biden saying he doesn't believe an outbreak of monkeypox is as risky as COVID-19. But just the day before, he said people should be concerned. In case you were wondering, health officials down here in Florida on Sunday announced they were investigating a presumptive monkeypox case, the third possible U.S. case of this new rare virus. And gee, it's right here where I live in Broward County, where the Florida Department of Health said the case appears to be related to international travel. Lovely. Elections in Australia are over. Australian Governor General David Hurley swore in Labour leader Anthony Albanese as Australia's 31st Prime Minister today, after Australians voted Saturday to replace the centre-right Liberal Party with the centre-left Labour Party after 9 years. Albanese quickly gets on a plane and is traveling to Tokyo with the new foreign minister, Penny Wong, who's the first foreign-born Australian foreign minister, to meet with President Biden, Japanese Prime Minister Kishida, and Indian Prime Minister Modi. These are the leaders of the so-called Quad Nations. Pennsylvania's Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman was discharged from the hospital on Sunday after 2 weeks of treatment for a stroke he suffered on May 13th. Doctors implanted a pacemaker, and Fetterman was able to walk out of the hospital after winning the Pennsylvania Democratic Senate primary. He beat Congressman Connor Lamb by a 2-1 margin and will face off against the Republican primary winner, either Mehmet Oz or former hedge fund CEO David McCormick, whichever man wins in the race that is still too close to call. And speaking of primaries, Tuesday is another big day with primary races in Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, and that big Texas runoff. We'll be watching in Texas as Jessica Cisneros, the progressive, is slightly favored in her rematch with Congressman Henry Cuellar, the last publicly anti-abortion Democrat in the House. And in Georgia, Governor Brian Kemp's refusal to overturn the 2000 election prompted the former guy to back his challenger, the former Senator David Perdue, whose entire platform is based on the big lie. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.